Hey, it's Deucey, and today we are talking about friendships and relationships. Let's get into it. To relate to someone is to have a lot of similarities between the two, or just being able to, you know, relate to someone emotionally or, you know, spiritually. Someone that feels, you know, comfortable around you, or someone that, you know, a vibe, you know, that's what we call it nowadays. That is, you know, that can be a big part of a relationship. Now, my definition of a relationship is, you know, two people that, you know, that care for each other, two people that want the best from each other. And when I say that, I don't mean that just one person benefits from that relationship. I mean, both people benefit. You know, when you are in a relationship, you two are bettering each other throughout the time spent with each other. Like, even like a relationship, a friend is someone that, you know, should care for you. Someone that wants the best for you. Someone that will push you to be better, and you know you push them to be better. You know, a friend is something that, you know, everybody needs, something that a lot of us need. Friends are someone that should also be there with you through thick and thin, through even your darkest times, hell, even your brightest times. Your friends should always be there through those times. A true friend, that is. But the similarities between friendship and relationship, there's a lot of them. And, you know, these things that I said about a relationship also apply to a friendship. There's a lot of things you can say about someone who has a lot of friends or someone who has not many friends. To have friends is most likely means that you're a comfortable person to be around, or you might have a pleasing aura, you might have a friendly aura, or, you know, something that attracts most people. And you can know, you can say that maybe you're just a popular person, or a friendly person, some people might say. But I believe, you know, it gets deeper than that. But to have friends means that, honestly, that you're a attractable person, that you attract a lot of people towards you. And sometimes it can be for the right reasons. Sometimes people want to be your friends for the wrong reasons. People's intentions are all over the place, so you can't really tell you what it means to have friends, or have a small amount of friends, or have a big amount of friends. All I know is that, me personally, I have, you know, a small group of friends, and I like to keep it that way. It's, you know, it's a lot of less energy to move around. It's a lot of less energy to deal with, and, you know, etc. But to have a lot of friends, you know, that's a way bigger job. There's a lot of more people, you know, you have to come for, a lot of more people that you have to take care of, a lot more people that you have to also sometimes depend on. Friendships, I don't really believe that you should be depending on people. I don't believe that. To be a friend, or to even be a partner to somebody, is you have to have empathy, you have to be loving, and you have to be understanding. Without these things, I don't believe you can have a powerful, beautiful relationship between the person. To be a friend, you have to be caring, and you have to see all sides of whatever situation or this person. To be a friend or to be a lover, you have to be there for this person. You know, you have to love this person. it's, and you know, it might be hard at times to, you know, emotionally or spiritually or even physically be there for somebody. It's hard. Friendships and relationships is, it's hard work. But at the same time, it, you know, it really isn't, because it's human nature for us to love people. It's human nature for us to care for someone and to be there for someone. To be a friend, it's, that is something that, you know, is kind of hard to define, but just know that when you really care for somebody, really love somebody, whatever they need and whatever you need, that it will be covered on both ends, whether it's you or the other person. And you may be asking, can you have friends and not know how to be a friend? And me personally, I'm gonna say yes, because for a long time I had a lot of people that I called friends or brothers or sisters, whatever. But for a long time, I didn't really know how to be empathetic for someone, or I didn't know how to feel for someone. I really based a lot of relationships off of things that, I'm gonna say, that didn't really matter, or things that weren't necessary for a friendship or a relationship. And you can have a lot of friends and not know how to be a friend, because in one of my past videos, I talked about escapism. You know, you could really use somebody to escape your reality. And the more I'm learning is, the more self-knowledge you have about yourself, the more that destroys the need to be a friend to somebody or be in a relationship with someone to escape your reality. The more you know about yourself, the more clearer things will be between your friends or your partner. Also, you know, I was saying before that, you know, you need to care for someone, you need to be empathetic, you know, you need to love and be understanding. But at the same time, a big part of friendships and relationships is loyalty. Now, I'm not saying you have to be locked down to one person or one friend. I'm just saying you have to have some form of standards between you and this person. You have to have a line between this person that you won't cross. Something that you won't hurt them, or you won't betray them. Things like that. Loyalty is a big part of friendships and relationships. And I believe, you know, if you don't have that, you know, that relationship or that friendship might go through some, you know, some bumpy parts, or some dark parts, I should say. There are many different types of relationships or friendships. And one of the, you know, one of the biggest or most common friendships or relationships, I should say, is business. And this is also something that I'm learning as, you know, I'm getting older and I'm going through adulthood, is that in your line of work or your profession, you might meet people that you can bond with or that you will relate to. In that line of work, and that's okay too. That's perfectly fine to find someone that you love or someone that you care for in your profession. Whether you work on the same thing or you work in the same field. These types of relationships are also very similar to other relationships or friendships, because like I said, you have to be there for this person, you have to care for them. Also, there's an aspect of this business relationships that you have to see, that some people might just see it as business. They won't see you as a friend, or they won't see you as a lover, they won't see you as a partner, because they don't want that to, you know, get in the way of their work. I'm not going to say that's wrong or that isn't a way to look at somebody, but, you know, that's how a lot of people think, and, you know, you can't really change that. But in these types of business relationships, you also have to set boundaries, but you also have to set boundaries for your profession too, not just emotionally or mentally or physically. You have to set multiple boundaries because this is your job. This is your line of work, or this is how you express your creativity, wherever it may be. You have to set, you know, some double boundaries or double standards for that relationship. Another very common relationship is romantic relationships. And this one is something that we see a lot because, you know, that's why a lot of us are here, is because, you know, someone got romantic with one another. These types of relationships, I believe, are really sacred, and I think they are really powerful and really beautiful. These types of relationships can get complicated the more you think about it, but I believe the thing is, you shouldn't, like I said, you shouldn't use this person to try to escape your reality. Someone that you are romantic with, someone that you have a romantic relationship with, takes a lot of work. And a lot of people aren't really willing to put in that work. These types of relationships, you have to not only be in love with them, but you have to be in love with their mind. You have to be in love with their soul. These types of relationships, it can't just be a physical relationship, because that truly won't get you far. And me personally, the way I think of it is, those types of relationships aren't going to be the type of relationships that are going to raise your children. To have to fall in love with somebody, you have to fall in love with their mind. You have to fall in love with their spirit, because that is truly what is going to raise your offspring. That is truly what is going to raise your children. There's a lot to romantic relationships, but then again, you can see it as, it's not so complicated. All you have to do is love this person. All you have to do is care for this person. And that I also agree with. But to be able to understand someone's mind and someone's spirit is a very important part to a relationship. If you can feel what someone is going through, and you can feel what's on their mind or what's been building up, you know, being able to feel someone, not just physically, is very important in romantic relationships. And that is what can, you know, take it far. That's what can take you to marriage, or, you know, can take you to being engaged to someone for a long period of time. Now, there's two things that you can have for someone. You can like them, or you can love them. And I believe that liking someone is just as powerful as loving somebody. Because love can also be blinding. Love can be bliss for a, you know, a small amount of time, or a, hell, a bigger amount of time. But to like someone, like I said, is to like their mind, to like their soul, to like their vibe. If you like someone and you like the energy that they give you, they like how comfortable they make you, or, you know, things of that matter. If you like somebody, that is just as powerful as loving somebody. Now, if you like and you love this person, those two, when they combine, that is when you get the most potential out of that relationship, or you get the most benefits out of that relationship. That's when something can go for a long time, and it will continue to go. When two souls are bonded like that, that is something that is pretty much unbreakable. That's when you see a lot of these relationships that will go on forever and ever. And, you know, when you, like I said, when these two things combine, the potential for that relationship is, there is no limit. You know, a lot of people say the sky's the limit. When those two things combine, there is no limit. It will be one of the most beautiful relationships that you can think of. I do believe that, you know, time is important in these friendships and relationships. But I'm going to say this, that just because you've been with somebody or you've known somebody for X amount of years or X amount of months,